Now, you only have to have watched Spotlight last night or Frontline on UTV at 11:15 last night to realise the trauma that all of us who lived it were put through to a greater or lesser extent. That was described as the Troubles, and we never want to go back to that. General agreement on that, I would imagine. As for reaction to the programme, it has been varied, or indeed to the programme's reaction has been varied. You've heard a lot of it indeed today on this programme and last week as well, from time to time, and so much written in the newspapers as we look back on the start of the Troubles. And this week actually is being referred to as Good Relations Week. Now, Good Relations Week isn't necessarily associated with the upheaval that we've been through. Good relations come in many forms. But one man in particular is going to be talking today, and he will be at the Linen Hall Library at 1 o'clock, the Reverend David Latimer. And he's on the line. Reverend David, good morning.
Hi. Frank, good morning. Yes, I'm on the line hearing you loud and clear. And as I listen to you, I'm on the 212 bus that connects our two cities, Derry, London, Derry with Belfast. So it's lovely to be with you and have an opportunity to have a conversation.
Well, let's hope we don't lose a signal as you go over the Glen Shane Pass. Of course, you were very much in the headlines because of your friendship with the late Martin McGuinness as a minister in the Presbyterian Church in Derry. It was frowned upon. It was also praised, depending on how people reacted to you. But what will your message be today in Belfast City Centre?
Well, maybe I would sort of just encapsulate my message today in Belfast, Frank, around something that our poet laureate, a County Derry man, the late Seamus Heaney, and he said, crossing waters always furthered something. And you know, we can spend our lives, which is so easy to do. In fact, we can waste our lives drawing lines. But it's much better if we choose to cross lines, and sometimes to get over troubled waters, we need a bridge. And Pope Francis, not that long ago, said something, make bridges, not walls, because walls fail. And we've too many walls, walls not only that are physical, but walls of hearts and minds. And I discovered, to my amazement, that when I first met Martin and we started to talk, we discovered that the walls that could have divided us, he was a Republican, a former leader of the IRA, I was a Unionist and a former British Army chaplain, but none of that got in the way. We got to meet with each other, we got to listen to each other, we got to share our backgrounds and our stories, and out of that, friendship evolved. And Frank, friendship leads to peace. It's about people coming together, taking those steps. Martin Luther King said, we don't need to see the whole staircase, just put your foot on the first step. And you know, when you do that, things happen, unexpected things happen, and it can take us on a road, as it did with Martin and myself, whereby we were able to show that it's possible to make a way out of where no way exists, and to enable people to see the only way to travel forward is together.
Yet and all, last night on those two programmes, we were reminded of how much hatred there was in this country. Mm-hmm. It still exists. You don't have to go too low to find hatred here. But the manifestation of it was death and destruction. And so many people played a part in it, including Martin McGuinness, including the British Army, including the RUC, including the Loyalist terrorists, and so on and so forth. There were so many people who played a part in it. But there was no getting away from the number of innocent people who were killed by terrorists. And when we look back, there's almost, I'm not going to lay blame at the BBC here for this. They're describing it as they see it. But people are communicating with us saying that when you watch it the way it's being presented, it's almost this. I'll quote this. This is from a guy called Glenn. He says it's almost justifying the activities of the terrorists.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not wanting to single out one broadcasting station over another, but I wrote into the papers last week sort of questioning the wisdom of the producers of that programme, because I am not so sure that concentrating on and presenting it in the way it's been done, that it's contributing to healing. I kind of think it could keep the wound open. The thing that I feel, Frank, that we need, and you mentioned the innocent people, and I have some in my own church, and I feel for them, but somehow I think we have to try and create a moment, a very somber moment, but a moment that would be seminal within our history. Maybe it's a Gusty Spence moment. Maybe it's when he made that wonderful apology a number of years ago. Maybe it's following on to the David Cameron moment when the clouds moved back and the sun came out back in 2010, when he used those words referencing the activities of Bloody Sunday. And I am just wondering, would all the groups and the individuals be willing to come together to express that abject remorse and to allow a message to connect with people's hearts that would assist them to see, you know, everybody's hands to a lesser or greater extent got a little dirty. None of us have hearts that are altogether pure. Can we together, for the sake of our children, can we have something said that we will receive with grateful hearts and minds that will allow us to begin looking to the future? Because looking back only serves to hold us back, and that's a great disservice to our children, I believe.
It's very interesting you mention Gusty Spence, because there's a prime example. Should Gusty Spence be remembered for that moment where he apologised, abject apology, for all the hurt that was caused and the death, and it seemed to be a heartfelt apology. I haven't the quote in front of me, but I remember exactly what you're talking about. Should he be remembered for that, or should he be remembered for killing those young Catholics in Malvern Street?
You know something, Frank? I think if we forever look back to see what people were in the past, we miss recognizing who they became. And when Martin McGuinness was in my church to mark my 25th anniversary in First Derry, he came up into the pulpit, which didn't excite everybody. I took a bit of flack for that. But there's a man whose brother was murdered by the IRA. He was a UDR soldier. And Martin used words in the pulpit that day. And afterwards, this man said to me, "David, I wasn't best pleased with who you had in the pulpit." But he says, "I tell you this, I've waited 40 years to hear words that Martin used today. I've been held so late." He says, "I'll overlook you having them in the pulpit." So there are words, I think, and Gusty Spence, that abject and true remorse that he wove into his amazing speech way back in the late 90s. We I think, need to have some collective opportunity to hear all the groups and the individuals publicly say words that will assist us to see, you know, we can't avoid and escape what happened in the past, but we don't want to be forever wallowing in a big river of hurt and pain. We want people to rise up out of that and to see that the sun can again shine and there is a future when all of us together will work tirelessly to ensure that never again will the past happen, and that the future will be fair and equal and just for people, regardless of creed, colour, culture, age or sexual orientation.
And just on that, as a final point, David, looking to the future, and the biggest hurdle we have at the moment is Brexit, and whether or not people are going to pull together or pull us all apart on this island whenever the final decisions are made about Brexit. We're talking about Good Relations Week. We need a good relations decade, I think, in the near, starting now and running for the next 10 years. That's the sort of challenge we're facing up to. Do you have your concerns?
I would have, but you know, I often reflect on something Barack Obama would have said in many of his wonderful speeches. He would have reflected on the journey of the human race from the beginning till now, and there were the peaks, you know, and then there were the troughs, and he said, a line running through the high moments and the lows of the journey the human race has been on, that line, that trend line, gently moves upwards. So regardless of what's happening all around us and the confusion and the perplexity of Brexit and us having no devolved administration, I think we have to keep our eye on the prize. The prize is within our reach. It's peace. And more than ever, we need peace more than ever, and we have to recalibrate our compasses and work to ensure that the foundation will be laid and the right seeds will be planted, because change doesn't come overnight. It takes years, Frank, and we might plant seeds the fruit of which we never get to taste, but nonetheless we must keep planting those seeds, and we do it because we want our children to build on a good foundation that we will lay and enable them to keep on building, because peace is a daily, a weekly, a monthly, a yearly thing that assists us all to dismantle old attitudes and build fresh structures for everybody.
And can people come along at 1 o'clock today to the Linen Hall Library to hear you speak, or is that a ticketed event?
Oh, no, it's open, it's public. I would love people to be there. You know, last night I was in Irvine's town speaking at a similar event, and there was a man there, and in the Q&A session, Frank, he said, David Latimer, I came to challenge you tonight because of your friendship with that man in the past. But he says, I have to tell you, listening to you, you've challenged me. And that's what I would want. The book that I wrote, which all the proceeds go to the cancer research, essentially that was to try and reveal to people that the kind of person Martin became. When you hear the story of change and transformation, I think it can light a little candle of hope in all our hearts. So please, people, it's open to all, and I look forward to sharing this wonderful story of hope with those who gather.
Just remind us of the name of the book.
It's called A Leap of Faith, Frank, and Blackstaff Press are the publishers, and it's based on two pillars. All the royalties go to cancer research at the Northwest Cancer Centre in Derry, which is cross-border, and then it assists people to maybe get acquainted with the journey Martin was on, and the transitioning that took place in his life, and the work for peace that he wholeheartedly committed himself to.
Okay, David Latimer, Reverend David Latimer, thank you very much indeed, David. Linen Hall Library today at 1 o'clock if you want to hear the eloquence repeated of a man who can definitely hold an audience. The Reverend David Latimer speaking to us from the Goldliner running between Derry and Belfast.